are always amazed when they come in the store to see how much fine work is made in Indiana, and what a variety of it is. We do have some small events that we have been doing even through COVID. We just recently did a jewelry party where we had seven of the state's jewelers here, the designers, so that they could meet people at a safe social distance mask. Each month at the gallery walk, and sometimes other times during the month, we have an artist here demonstrating, as well as we try to have a food artist sampling foods. We find that the biggest attraction to our marketplace is always getting to meet the artists. And I think that's a real two-way street, particularly now in COVID, because it just energizes both sides. The people get to hear from the person who's making that pot, why they chose that color or why they chose that shape. And the artist gets all that good feedback just from the interest in their work.
I agree. And I was going to ask you how you encourage the artisans, but that is exactly how you do it, because I think people forget that they're not only artisans as professionals, but many of them have another job. They're also, right now, because of COVID, they may be teaching their children at home. They may be caring for other people. They've got a lot of stress on them in addition to being a part of a retail business.
Absolutely. And I think losing art shows this year has been devastating for the artists. A good month in our store, an artist will pay for their groceries and maybe a couple other bills. A good weekend at an art fair is going to pay for months of groceries and lots of their bills. So that's been a big loss to them. But I think even more importantly is that one-on-one loss, not getting to talk to people who appreciate their work, because we all like to be appreciated. And many artists are kind of introverted to begin with. So to have someone come up and just be giddy happy about what they're seeing really presses them to move on.
What changes have you made that have worked for you? Because you guys had to really do a giant pivot at the beginning of COVID. You were supposed to have your big marketplace event at the fairgrounds, and that had to be called off. So you've had to make changes along the way. What are ones that have worked for you that you think other small businesses might be able to implement for themselves as we continue through this pandemic until we're back in a time when it's much easier for people to come and go and to buy and support local?
I think having masks and hand sanitizer at the entrance and hand sanitizer at the checkout has made customers really happy and feel very secure. We use it before we ring somebody out, ring up a purchase, and they can use it too. We have all the things that have become standard these days: contactless payment. We're sanitizing high touch surfaces in the store, in our storage area, and in the restrooms. We social distance. To be honest, our store doesn't get big crowds of people in here at any one time, so it's very easy for us to social distance. I can see in other small businesses where it would be difficult.
Are you encouraged by the art that they are creating through all of this?
Because they have to be exceptional, their work has to meet the standards of being among the best in the state and go through a jury that tells them they're the best in the state. A lot of our artists are older people, 50 and older. They've been doing this for 20 years or so. And my big fear when all this started was that they were going to say, "I've had it. I'm just getting out of this. I don't need to do this anymore." But I don't know of any artist that has stepped back because of that.
Well, thank you, Roz, and continued success at Indiana Artisan.
Thank you, Jill, for giving artists and small business a voice.